It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Stephanie Kuo. The removal of the Robert E. Lee statue from an Oaklawn park has sparked a debate in Dallas over Confederate statues and memorials. Protesters recently gathered in Oaklawn to express their dissatisfaction over the removal of the Lee statue. They're also concerned that the city may take down other Confederate-related items. Here's what some of the protesters had to say.
Brenda Spurlock, I think the $400,000 of taxpayer money that the city spent to move this $1 million treasure was not well spent. I think it would have been better spent in the black community.
Chris Seeger, the way I view General Lee is, regardless of the South losing, that I put that on the shelf for the minute. I'm talking about a decorated military officer. He did serve this country in a manner of speaking. So, you know, for them to take that down, I think it's political correctness gone awry.
Mark Calloway. Just think it's a part of history that needs to remain. It's been there for years and years and years. Why take it down now? You know, why does our opinion not count? I'm a supporter of the men that died for our country. That's what I'm a supporter of. Their history, they sacrificed a lot. They deserve to be remembered, not pushed away to the side. Just like any other soldier in any other war has a right to be remembered. And that's what it's about. Has nothing to do with racism, has nothing to do with slavery. It's all about the gentlemen that lost their lives and gave up everything for our country, and now they're pushed to the side. It's not right.
Van Savage, it's not anything about skin color. That's nuts. You know, we all got past that a long time ago. It is about our individual rights. This doesn't do anything here but stir up strife where there wasn't any, in my opinion.
Christopher Ekstrom, I'm disgusted by the amount of cowardice, moral cowardice, that we've seen in Dallas. Clearly, this was an art historical statue that should have stayed. It was not placed by the KKK. It was not placed by neo-Nazis. It was placed by the famous fascist Franklin Roosevelt, who came here as president and dedicated it right out in the open. So this is a disgrace. This is absurd. And most people couldn't care less, and that's the real problem. They don't care if it stays. They don't care if it goes.
You heard from Christopher Ekstrom, Vance Savage, Mark Calloway, Chris Seeger, and Brenda Spurlock. That montage was produced by KERA's Gus Contreras and Hadi Mowagdi. Democratic Senate candidate Beto O'Rourke is challenging incumbent Republican Ted Cruz next year. They're among several politicians appearing at this weekend's Texas Tribune Festival in Austin. A recent Texas Tribune poll shows O'Rourke lacks name recognition. More than half of respondents didn't have an opinion of the El Paso congressman. During a recent North Texas campaign stop, O'Rourke told KERA how he plans on changing that.
I change him by meeting and listening to and understanding the people that I want to represent. Every part of this state. Doesn't matter if it's conventionally believed to be blue or red, rural or urban. It's the only way I know how to win an election. And every election I've ever run has been against the odds, where no one thought we could pull it off. But by listening to the folks I wanted to represent and then reflecting back what I heard on the campaign trail and then following through once I had a chance to serve them, we've been able to do pretty well in the elections that we've competed in.
Senator Cruz earlier this year told Public Radio's Texas Standard he's focused on winning the election.
You either run scared or unopposed. And until I am the latter, I'm going to do the former. And so we're going to run hard. And I'm working every day to continue to earn the support, earn the trust of Texans. My job is to stand up and fight for 27 million Texans, to fight for Texas in the United States Senate, to fight for reducing taxes, tax simplification. I'd like to see a simple flat tax and abolish the IRS. I'm fighting for term limits.
O'Rourke speaks tomorrow morning at the Texas Tribune Festival. Cruz speaks Sunday morning. The city of Dallas is revamping its cultural plan. The first step? Asking thousands of residents about their interest in the arts. This undertaking starts Monday with a series of kickoff events. For our State of the Arts conversation, KERA's Vice President of Arts, Anne Bothwell, sat down with two project leaders to learn what the city wants to learn and why you might want to help out.
Jennifer Scripps, Lizzie McWillie, welcome to KERA.
Good to be here.
Thank you.
Jennifer, you are the head of the Office of Cultural Affairs, and that means you are also in charge of creating the city's new cultural plan. What are you trying to learn from these upcoming events?
Well, we really want to engage all of the people who live, work, and play in Dallas and hear from them how they experience the arts, either as artists themselves or as audiences, as parents, as seniors. How do they value the arts, participate? What do they want more of? What's not really connecting with them? And then also where?
So are you just as interested in the guitar lessons that someone might be taking or the needlepoint someone might be doing at home as you are in how often they go see a play?
Did you know I needlepoint? No, really and truly, that's a perfect example that people sometimes will say, well, I'm not an artist, but I go to a monthly quilting meeting. So absolutely. How are people wanting to learn more about the arts? So do they like going to their weekly dance class at the recreation centers, things like that?
Lizzie, you're with BC Workshop, a group that has a lot of experience organizing people in neighborhoods. So I'm going to one of these four events next week. I walk in the door. What's going to happen?
We're going to have a short presentation about the plan. We're going to do mapping. We're going to talk about where are all the places in the city that you're experiencing culture. What are the places that you absolutely love? And where are they? So we can start to map physical assets and build a database of information. We're going to do an activity where we ask people to tell us about cultural experiences that have really resonated with them. You know, what are all the things that make it really easy and wonderful for people to experience arts and culture in Dallas? And what are some of the things that make it a little bit more challenging? And then we have another activity where we're going to ask people to really use their imagination and think about if they were to design their kind of ideal cultural community or their ideal artistic community, what are all the components of that? What are all the things that would need to happen to make a really vibrant cultural community?
What else are you going to be doing other than these kickoff meetings to try to hear from people?
So the kickoff meetings are just the beginning. We're going to be doing a community meeting in every city council district across the city. We have a survey that's going up right now that's kind of paired with the kickoff in terms of gathering information. And then there's a whole kind of social media campaign and strategy.
You're also pulling together some street teams that are going to be going out and canvassing in neighborhoods.
We're recruiting volunteers to help us go into neighborhoods and flyer. The city of Dallas has probably over 400 neighborhoods, and we'd like to cover as many of them as possible, of all of them if possible.
Why should people participate in this? What is in it for them?
This is the first time we've done this in 15 years. So giving your input, it's almost like voting. You only get to do it once, and we get the arts community we deserve. So we need people to show up and speak out and go online and follow along and participate so that we get the best roadmap for our city.
What's the biggest challenge in doing all of this?
I think people are really busy, and I honor that. And if you work in the arts, you have to realize that artistic experiences take people's most precious assets, their leisure time and their leisure dollars. So asking people to stop their busy lives and engage in something like this and to break through the noise of, I don't care if it's high school football or back to school or whatever it is, hurricanes and earthquakes right now. Even if people can't make these events, to check us out and take the online survey and follow along on Facebook, because it'll be a year-long process. So this is only the beginning.
Yeah, there are going to be many opportunities for people to be involved. And it's not like you have to start at the beginning and stay through the end. There will be many points of entry.
Thank you both so much for stopping by.
Thank you. Thanks.
Visit artandseek.org to take the online survey and find details about next week's meetings. In the forecast, 74 degrees tonight. It's 92 right now in Dallas. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.